episode of Behind the Counter 2.0, BDC 2.0. I'm Rich. What's going on, everybody? I'm here to bring you some comic book related goodness. This week, I chat with Justin Mason. Justin recently landed his first big two work with the upcoming Spider-Punk. He's a young artist about to make like a huge splash. So here we go. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Justin Mason. Justin, how are you?
Good, man. How about you?
I am not too bad. So you're in Kentucky right now, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Does it feel good to be able to work remotely?
It does. I mean, you know, like, especially being from Kentucky, you don't see this kind of stuff. So getting to work from home, doing this, it's pretty nice.
Now, how long have you been an artist? You know, like you've been around for quite a few years, you know, covers here, covers there, interiors, and kind of out of nowhere, I want to say you're popping up now because you have a new book out from Marvel that's upcoming.
Yeah. Man, you know, it's weird because my Twitter, ever since Spider-Punk was announced, it has blown up. You know, I mean, it's nonstop. It's to the point where my wife, she's like, you know, she's trying to sleep at night and my phone zzz, zzz, buzzing. And she's like, you got to cut that stuff out. I can't sleep.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
man, it's it's getting crazy.
I learned a very long time ago to shut the Twitter notifications off when the wife's around, because otherwise it's just like nonstop. But that's cool. Congrats on the book. How did you get there? Like, what was the process of you, you know, like, how long have you been in doing the comic book art, and what got you to the Spider-Punk series?
Okay, man, it's been a long process, man. You know, I've been at this. I really started taking it serious about in 2015. I started pushing, and you know, I was thinking when I got this, I was kind of reminiscing on stuff that has led me to this point. And my first work, I can't remember the publisher it was through, but it was just some small time, like super basic place. But the dude paid me $500 to do a complete issue. You know,
yeah.
At the time, man, you know, that was pretty good money for me because I was broke, man. I didn't have nothing. And me and my girl, you know, my wife now, but my girlfriend at the time, we were like, oh my God, $500. I'm, you know. And you got to think from where I'm at, if you can make money drawing, you're doing pretty good. So to start out, yeah, I look back on it, man. I will never draw an issue for $500 now. So, but it's just nice to see where I've come from and what's led me here. But yeah, I mean, you know, and then I've gotten cover work, like you said, just small interior stuff here and there. It's just built up, man.
Now, were you a fan growing up?
A fan of what?
Comic books. Were you a fan of comic books growing up?
Well, yeah, man. I definitely a fan of comic books. And, you know, I was really hoping you wouldn't touch on that. Because, see, where I'm from, man, we didn't have a comic book shop. We don't have a comic book shop around here.
Yeah.
The closest one is like almost an hour and a half away. So, you know, growing up, my parents wasn't going to take me to a shop to buy a comic, you know, and it just wasn't going to happen. So I actually just would happen to maybe flea markets or something would have old issues and stuff. So I never really kept up with any stories, but I think like the Spider-Man, the 90s cartoon, X-Men, the 90s stuff, animated series, that was what really brought me into loving these characters and, you know, more than comics. I love the comics, but it was just them cartoons that really, you know, sparked that love.
See, it's always fascinating to me whenever I interview a creator because the answer is always different, you know?
Right.
So I'm assuming where you're in Kentucky, it's pretty rural for the most part, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. The closest city is like, I think, an hour and a half away, probably. Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, like I consider,
Sorry.
Yeah, I consider myself very spoiled because I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in New York. There's comic shops everywhere. But, you know, like the further you get away from your big metropolises, it's like very few and far between, especially because it's such like it's a niche market, you know, like you're not going to have a comic shop for the most part, probably next to like a bait and tackle shop in the middle of like, you know, like in the middle of the country, you know, so like, but you're talking about the cartoons and, you know, the television shows. Did that influence your art style?
Well, I mean, I guess it did because, you know, growing up, like I would watch the cartoons and like maybe somehow I would see, I don't know, maybe a sales paper or something they'd be selling, like one of the toys, and I would draw like pictures, you know, stuff like that, like a promo art piece or something. But, you know, that probably did somewhat, but thankfully, man, as I got older, you know, where I'm from, they actually like open up a Books a Million. And that's probably the only place that you can actually get comics. But even then it's just like trades and, you know, it ain't like single issues.
Yeah.
But I actually got my uncle would take me and I could, I actually think I still have it. The Ultimate Spider-Man volumes or something. I'll get a few of them. Awesome. Yeah. And that was probably my first series being able to read. I didn't read it all the way through, but you know, caught more of it than any other thing. And that's, I think, like Mark Bagley and stuff like him, you know, that was starting early on. He was one of the first names I knew. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he one of your early influences at all?
Yeah, definitely. Because I was like maybe 10, 10, 11, 12. So he was definitely one of them dudes that, you know, I really admired growing up. But even then, as I got older, you know, I found out that Toni Moore's from Kentucky.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was like on Wikipedia and it was like, you know, he's from Lexington or near Lexington. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, this dude's from Lexington? And he, you know, he's created like the biggest phenomenon in the world, you know, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's like him and Robert Kirkman, that was about 2015. Well, probably a little earlier. And, you know, they just, that right there sparked it. That pushed it. And then Tony he's right now, man, Tony is my idol, you know.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because I've talked to him a few times too, luckily. And he was the guy that actually even told me certain books to study and like anatomy books, like Andrew Loomis stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he's like, check this out, check that out. So I owe a lot to him, man, to where I'm at right now.
That's really cool. You know, like, me personally, like, I always liked his stuff on Fear Agent more than I did on Walking Dead. Like, Fear Agent has, like, a weird spot in my heart, you know?
Oh, I love Fear Agent, man. It's one of them things that people don't talk about enough, you know?
Exactly. Like, I've never really, apart from like one or two really close friends that are like super into comics, I've never really had like a conversation about Fear Agent, which is a pretty fantastic series, you know, like between Remender and Moore. I was always a big fan of that. And that's pretty awesome that, you know, he's, I guess, kind of like a de facto mentor to you in a weird way.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not trying to change the subject really, but it's just talking about, you know, Tony, man, he's such a good guy and so awesome, you know, man. And yeah, man, just think about his Fear Agent stuff now. Makes me want to go back and, you know, check it out again.
It's been awesome. Is he like your number one guy?
Yeah. You know, like him, my top guys, man, that I just look up to is definitely Tony, Otley, and probably Declan Shalvey, because, you know, Declan and me have become pretty close friends here lately in the past year. And, you know, he's helped me out tremendously too. Like, you know, that guy, I honestly, what started all this is I could see this slow heel, this climb was, I can't remember his name, the editor, Nate Cosby, was, I believe, from Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, post your samples. You know, we need somebody to do a new series. And I did on a fly. I'm like, you know, yeah, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already had like tons of replies. And I was like, there's no way. And he actually wrote me out of the blue. I still am just amazed like that happened. And he's like, yeah, you're going to be working with Declan writing that Dynamite series that was supposed to come out, but it eventually fell through. But, you know, but since then, man, me and Declan have been pretty close, and he's just helped me find my way.
That's pretty awesome. And I know you've done a couple of covers for Time Before Time, right?
I did one.
One, okay.
for issue two, I did one, and then I did Radiant Black cover for, I think, issue four, maybe. It's just Declan threw my name out there, and he's kind of helped me out in that ring.
That's awesome. He's a nice guy, too. I've met him a couple of times, like, when he was doing the convention stuff here. And, you know, I think your art is, you have, and this is my own opinion, I think there's, like, this upswell of real, and what I like to call it is like really cool as shit comic book art. You know, I think you, Daniel Warren Johnson, James Herron, Ryan Ottley fall into that like category. You know, like this is really powerful, crisp lines, like really cool motion, you know, a little, you know, it's unique. It's not like a cookie cutter house style. Yeah. You know, how did you develop that?
Man, I actually forgot about even mentioning Daniel Warren Johnson, and like, he's another one, dude. He's great, dude. He's such a,
yeah,
man, his art is, I can sit and talk about his art all day. It's just, it's too good, you know?
Yeah.
and James Herron, like them dudes, I don't know, but them two are probably the ones that, kind of helped me. I think I read something a few years back and it might've been from what James Herron might've said, but somebody was like, you know, your art don't come alive basically until it's inked. And I used to use pencil. And I don't know, man. It's like, I ain't a good inker. I'm nowhere near as good as some of them dudes, but I was like, man, I need to just try this because I want to throw the ink around, you know, really wake this art up. Yeah. And that's what inspired me, Daniel Warren Johnson, James Herron, and then, man, just studying them dudes and how they did things. I took a little bit here, took a little bit there, and, you know, just luckily I feel like I'm starting to come into myself, you know. A lot of people, you know, I've had people say I'm like a James Herron copycat and stuff, and, you know, a Johnson copycat. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm not trying to be, I definitely felt that at times. It's like, man, you know, that does look or maybe feel too similar to them. So that's why here in the last year or so, I've been actually pulling back. And I actually cut off a lot of like people I followed on social media because I felt like that they influenced me too much. And I'm like, maybe if I do this for a minute, I can start finding myself. And I feel like I am.
That's an interesting point of view and perspective, you know, like as a fan, like I can see the influence because I'm a huge comic book nerd, but yeah. I do think, you know, like you do it with a very unique style, you know, it's very, very eye-catching. Like I said, that cool as shit art style, man. So, you know, that being said, are you a traditional pen, ink, pencil, ink guy, or do you go through like a process where you're starting traditional and then ending up digital?
I actually used to do everything traditional completely, but man, it takes time, you know. I know, like, for instance, like Daniel Warren Johnson, I know he does like his digital sketches for layouts on his pages. And then, but what he'll do is like just redraw that page on by hand on the page, like the full size. And, you know, I'm like, man, that's really nice because he can keep that fluidity in his lines, but I can't do that. And it takes time. So what I do is I sit on the iPad, or I'll just do layouts, you know, small 2x3 like thumbnails and of a page, and then I'll just scan it in. But most of the time, I sit on an iPad, I draw them out, then I'll print them out on the board, and then just ink from there.
Awesome.
So it's basically digital to traditional, but then I throw them back in Photoshop and then I tweak them. So digital, traditional, digital.
So it's a combination of both.
Pretty much more traditional though, but you know, because I'm not the greatest on the digital side right now. Still trying to get a hang of that stuff.
Yeah, there's a big learning curve with that. And I, you know, like you've seen some guys do some like really, really nutty stuff just using Procreate and like an Apple Pencil.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's if you know how to use it, man, you can do some amazing stuff, but you know, I'm definitely not there.
So how did you land the Spidey gig? Like, tell me about that. Cause you know, like I've always liked the Spider-Verse stuff pre like whatever movie came out, you know, and I always liked punk rock. I always liked punk rock Spider-Man. So talk to me about that.
Okay. So it's really weird, man, because I don't know. I guess I can say, I had recently finished a book for Image, a series for Image, and it's not even announced yet, but now people know that there's something coming out. But I finished it, and I'd been sending stuff to Marvel, just testing the waters. And, you know, the guy there was like, yeah, well, you know, we'll keep an eye out to anything, you know, and I just done it here and there, here and there. Mm-hmm. Then I sent that last batch. He's like, all right, you know, thanks for this. We'll keep an eye out. It was like a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and was like, listen, I found you something, but the catch is you have to agree to it before you know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man. I mean, anything with Marvel is great, but
yeah,
I'm not, you know, I was like, man, I don't want to draw like something that I just don't feel like I will attract to, or, you know, that'll really, fit my style, I guess. And, you know, luckily I was like, all right, you know, I had to debate on it for like 30 minutes because I didn't want to keep him waiting, but I didn't want
to. Right.
So yeah, I was like, all right, I guess, you know, sure. And dude, he come back and hit me and was just like on the header. It was like Spider Punk capital letters. And I was like, oh my God, I was at the eye doctor. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting down, you know, waiting on them to come in, and you know, sitting on my phone, it came through, and it, you know, I looked at it, and like I was sitting down, I about fell on my chair, you know. But
that must have been an awesome feeling.
It was crazy, man. I mean, at the time it was like, oh, it's Spider-Punk, that's awesome. I had really known him more from, I hate to say it, but more from the game.
Yeah.
You know, like I guess I had seen him around, but when all that stuff happened, there was so many Spider-Man coming out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It just, I didn't ever pay attention to all of them. But man, when the game came out, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And then that's really what, you know, so when they said Spider-Punk, that's what clicked in my head. And it was just, and I didn't realize, man, the level of followers he has, like, that character alone. I'm like, Spider-Man's a big character, obviously, but
yeah.
Spider-Punk, man, I honestly, I've been getting a little worried because I'm like, man, I hope that I can bring that level to this character that people are wanting to see. Yeah.
I think you'll be fine.
I mean, I hope. Have you, did you see the pages that came out today, the preview pages?
Yeah, they look ridiculous, man. Like,
I'm hoping, man, that people like that. You know, they dig it. Like, for instance, I got a message, man, on Instagram the other day from some random person, and they were like, why is his shoes yellow and not red? You know?
Huh.
And I was like, this is what we code it, yellow. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm so afraid, man. Whenever it comes out, they're going to just complain about the little things. I'm like,
yeah, that's unfortunately the world we live in with social media, you know, where like everybody's kind of like, it's great. It's great that everybody has their own opinion, but sometimes, you know, it's like, listen, my whole theory as a fan is you shouldn't really complain about fiction, especially if you're not writing, drawing, or producing it. You know, this is somebody else's creative vision. And listen, if you don't like it, you don't like it, you know, but it doesn't mean you have to complain. Like, I get it when people complain, but you don't to DM a creator or call a creator out online and be like, this blah, 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 blah. I think that's crossing like a weird line. You know, that's like, we're not at that point of social etiquette where people realize that they shouldn't be doing that, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I get it. Most of iterations that I've drawn him, he's just got red kind of sneakers or some kind of red on him. And that's fine and all. But it's like, hey, man, maybe this dude has 5 or 6 different pairs of sneakers he wears.
Right.
You know, you know, I mean, like, you know, they can take stuff off, put stuff on. It's, that's what I think is so cool about these characters because,
right,
you know, I mean, when you look at it, I think what makes Spider-Punk is the spots on his head and his jean jacket and that big emblem on his back, you know, I think, and the sneakers, if he's got that, I think it's Spider-Punk, you know?
Exactly. I think, you know, like people get a little too up their own ass about stuff like that, you know, but like you said, like, you know, like these characters have existed for so long and this is like a relatively new character in the bunch, who's to say he doesn't have several outfit changes at home? And also in my head, whenever I see something that's a little bit different or tweaked, like you mentioned the video game before, you know, like I love that Spider-Man suit from not the Miles Morales game, the one before that, the one for PS4.
Yeah
Whatever it's called. It's called like the hyper suit or something like that. Like the game reverse suit. I love that outfit. You know, like I think it's awesome. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't Spider-Man have that? And also this stuff translates so well into action figures. Like why wouldn't you want like Spider-Punk with as much different stuff as possible? You know?
Right. Yeah. You know, there's a, whenever I started, I guess, you know, design and stuff in this book, you know, I've drawn Spider-Man all my life, but Spider-Punk, I'd never really drawn that much. But, you know, it's just like I said, it's the spikes and the jean cutoff jacket stuff, the sneakers, which is fine. But it's like, what else is there that I, you know, that do I need all this stuff? And then I started looking through all the stuff they sent me.
Yeah.
And it's like so many people have drawn different already.
Right.
You know, and like, Quipel, I think it was the first time he even drew him. He didn't have his bracelets on, like the spiked little bracelets that he wore. And I know a lot of people, you know, they like the bracelets, but I don't really necessarily like them as much.
Right, right.
But I kept them off of them, but yeah, that's another thing, man. I hope people will accept him for the way I draw him, I guess.
Well, I'm sure they will. This is also like his first, I think, major release too, you know, and that's pretty awesome that, you know, like you're the one who's drawing, you know.
I feel like the luckiest dude in the world because I've not got a lot of stuff under my belt. For Marvel to be like, hey, we're going to throw you a character that has this phone that's pretty decent sized and, you know, do a miniseries with you. I'm like, man. And this is like Spider-Punk's first deal, you know, like this is his first little story. I'm honored, man, to even be a part of that.
Yeah. Maybe you're the Spider-Punk who this is your debut also for Marvel.
It really is.
If you think about it that way, I'm sure the book will do fine, man. Like the Spider-Man books usually do well. The art looks awesome, you know. What, besides, you know, working for Marvel and Spider-Man, like, are you even thinking about, like, all right, if this does well, I want to tackle this character, and who would that be?
Right. Well, I have been thinking, you know, because I guess this line of work, you got to think ahead, because if you don't, then after this washes up and it's done, you know, I need something else to do. So yeah. I have been thinking about it, But man, I don't know. You know, personally, you know, like, I've got some stuff in the pipeline, but it's not with Marvel.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, me and Declan have been talking, and he's like, you know, after this, they might hit you up. But it's like, well, the things, man, you never know, you know. But
right, he's, yeah.
He's kind of saying he expects them to say, "Hey, dude, here's something else." So I don't know, man. If I had somebody to draw, I don't even know who I'd want to. I mean, there's so many characters. Like Ghost Rider would be so fun to draw.
Oh yeah.
Man, I don't know. I would love to draw more Spider-Man, to be honest. Like anything else, I don't know. The writer in this series, Cody Ziegler, he was talking, and he was like, "Dude, if he's like, I'm debating, so I don't want to like say he said he will, but
he was like
after this series, he was like, "Dude, he's like, I'm tempted to just say, hey, let's do a sequel." So, and I guess it all depends. You know what Marvel wants, but I'd be down to do that, you know.
Yeah. Comics, like big two comics, are a fascinating industry because it's like, you know, I feel like when people, and I've interviewed so many people in the industry, where it's like you never know what people are thinking on the higher up level, you know. Right. Or and like, so it's kind of like a fascinating thing, you know. I wish I had some advice for you, but I don't.
Well, just off the top of your head, what would you like to see, like me draw or something? Like if you look at my style, you know you said it has this look, what would you think would fit it
besides Spider-Man? Like I think your style works extremely well with Spider-Man. And it's such a quick, kinetic, like almost animated style. I could see you doing Daredevil. I could see you doing Ghost Rider. I could see you doing X-Force, whatever like those new incarnations are, because they look pretty cool.
Right.
And I would say like a Punisher book too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's, you know, Punisher and X-Force is the ones I don't really think about often, but you know, definitely, you know, that'd be pretty fun too. You know, with Daredevil, it's like, I would love to draw him, but you know, I don't keep up with Daredevil that much, so I don't really know what, you know, is the new thing with him or what's been going on with him. But yeah, man, I'd be down to draw anybody, to be honest.
That's awesome. Are you working on anything for Image or any other company right now besides just concentrating on the Marvel stuff?
Right now, man, it's just Marvel, just the Spider-Punk. That one thing I mentioned, I actually just finished the Image book like maybe a few weeks before they even said that, you know, I got the Spider-Punk. So just recently, it ain't been too long ago, man. I just finished my Image book, but I can't wait to announce it. You know,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think people like it too, but it's weird because, you know, I've done it since like mid last year and just recently finished it up, and, you know, Spider-Punk's coming out first and then the Image book.
Right.
People's going to be like, man, he done Spider-Punk first, then the Image. Now it's like, I actually done the Image book, then Spider-Punk, you know.
When is Spider-Punk coming out?
I don't know the exact day. I think people just said April.
Okay.
But I think Cody, the writer on Spider-Punk, posted April 22nd. But I've never seen any like confirmation, so I don't know exact, you know.
Well, it's coming out in a few months in that case.
Yeah, it's coming out. It feels like a long time, man, but it's coming out. Yeah. It ain't much longer, you know.
That's awesome, man. I wish you nothing but success. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and then we'll get you out of here. Is that cool?
That's fine, man.
Awesome, man. What is the sandwich of your dreams? I asked this of all my guests.
Sandwich. Let's see. So like the sandwich that I would just go to before any else.
Whatever you're like, oh, I can go for one of these or one of that, whatever floats your boat.
Oh man. You know, it's when it just off the top of my head, I'm thinking ham and cheese, but But if I'm thinking like a sub sandwich, thinking like an Italian hero kind of thing, something like one of them, you know? But I don't know, man. I hate my answer. It's just kind of dull. But, you know, that's just what comes on my head.
You don't have to have a wild sandwich. I mean, you know, everybody loves... I've asked this of everybody that's come on, and everybody has such a different answer. But the one thing in common that everybody has, everybody loves sandwiches.
I mean, you can't not like a sandwich, you know? I mean, it's just how it is. You know, it's like, I don't see how them diets, it's like, hey, you can't eat bread. I'm like, man, there ain't no way I can't eat bread because I like sandwiches. You know, that's what it
is. Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, I hear you. All right, Justin, where can everybody find you online?
Just Twitter, Instagram. I guess that'd be at Justin Mason, or Twitter and Instagram, both same handle.
Awesome, man. Are you doing commissions at all?
Right now I'm not, but I'm actually about to announce that I'll be with a rep, a new art rep, and so as soon as I announce them, I guess I think they were saying maybe as soon as Spider-Punk, as soon as I finish it up, we're gonna announce, and then we're gonna have a big commission list. So hopefully I get to draw a lot more Spider-Punk after I finish Spider-Punk.
Oh, that sounds great, man. Cool. Listen, man, Justin, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you for your time. I'm sure you're busy. And I wish you nothing but success with the Spider-Punk book and anything else that you do in the future.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, thanks for having me on. I mean, I'm not a very interesting person, but, you know, I'm just glad to share the word with Spider-Punk, you know.
I disagree. I think you're a very interesting guy. If you're landing a Spider-Man book and having any kind of comic work out there to the masses, then that's pretty fantastic. Cool, man. All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yep. Justin is a fantastic, kind, and humble guy. Make sure to support him when that book drops so we can see him on more books. It's funny, comic books are such a peculiar thing. It looks like more and more creators are moving towards Substack. I kind of want to know how you guys feel about that. As much as I love comics, me personally, I do kind of feel like it might be a little cost prohibitive to subscribe to all the creators that you like, especially if it's a purely digital format. But I do subscribe to all their free newsletters. I think there's going to be more and more interesting stuff as the Substack stuff develops. I know Grant Morrison just signed up with one. I'm keen on supporting creators through Patreon and Kickstarter as you get those physical books. If Substack started doing physical copies, oh boy, you know, I think I'd jump on it. And there is a little bit of FOMO there. Let's talk about my books of the week. Geiger, 80-page giant, Jeff Johns and Gary Frank are doing some big universe creating with this book from Image. The main story introduces us to Geiger, who for all intents and purposes is a nuclear man stalking the Nevada desert. Toward the end of the initial six-issue run, we get introduced to the other superpowered people of the land called the Unnamed, who've been around through various eras of American history. The book is a fun retro DC-style way to showcase some of the stories from the world while introducing new characters in the expanding universe, but done through the lens of an Image comic. Go get it. Crossover number 11. That's my book of the week. It's one of those books that really makes you appreciate the art form. It's a amazingly well-done and well-crafted story that involves so many meta elements in its narrative that it is so tough to fully explain briefly. So, a huge superhero fight breaks out in Denver, Colorado between basically every fictional superhero and villain. A dome gets erected over Denver and nothing gets in or out anymore. Heroes and villains are apprehended. This is referred to as like the event, and it gets bigger and bigger and nuttier and nuttier. And what makes it even crazier is that comic book creators are getting murdered while they're characters are also appearing in the same scenes as they are, like Bendis and his powers creations, and even the series writer Donnie Cates is appearing in the book. It's such a fun book, and it's one that reminds me of why comics are so great. I'm selling the book a little bit short with my remedial description, but Crossover really ends up at the top of my list whenever it comes out. The top of my stack whenever it comes out, I should say. Every issue has a character reveal. Madman showed up. You get Donny Cates' stuff from God Country. And this issue will leave you wanting more. It is a fun, fun book. And I really suggest you not sleep on it. Honorable mention this week, excellent taking place in Peter Milligan and Mike Allred's Ecstatics universe and the world of mutants, I guess. Listen, dupes in it. That wraps it up. This was a quick one this week, guys, but I will be back in 2 weeks. I think I'm going to start doing this in a two-week format. Every 2 weeks, you're going to get a BTC 2.0, and in the meantime, you'll be getting a Film Class Zeros. So 1 week, you'll get BTC 2.0. The following week, you'll get Film Class Zeros, which is another podcast I host with my buddy Alex. We talk about movies. You can find us on Film Class Zeros on Twitter, Film Zeros. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find this show on YouTube at BTC Rich X, BTC 2.0. You could follow me on Twitter at BTC Rich. That's really the only social media platform I use. I'm on Instagram too as BTC Rich X, I believe, but I just post figure photos on there. And you can subscribe to this on iTunes under BTC 2.0, Behind the Counter 2.0, very searchable terms, and you'll see it. It's got like the cool orange font and the lettering and the branding of the show. But guys, I will see you in a couple of weeks. You can check me out every Thursday on Matt Men Podcast, also on iTunes, also on Twitter, also everywhere. And peep the link tree that I'm adding into the YouTube description. And also, don't forget to follow Justin and his work. Talk to you soon, guys. Later.